There are some 10,000 uninsured residents in Warren and Vance counties, and the Warren County Free Clinic has served about half of them. The problem is this clinic in Warrington used to be open 5 days a week and sometimes on Saturdays. Now it's only open 2.5 days a week.
I have high blood pressure. I have acid reflux.
Taretha Neal travels from Vance County for regular appointments. Neal lost her job 4 years ago and now spends most of her days caring for her sick husband. She's 44 years old. Her blood pressure is high today.
Now it's kind of up because I've been frustrated, and I think I'm taking on a lot. But I leave it in God's hand, but I appreciate everything these doctors and nurses and assistants give to me around here. Like I said, it's a blessing, and can't nobody else do no better than they can.
I'll find out. Okay. Thank you.
Neal can't go home until Letisa Therrington says so. Therrington is what some call a physician extender, a nurse practitioner who provides medical care. And in the Warren County Free Clinic, Therrington looks like a doctor, acts like a doctor, and is respected like a doctor. Here she is with another patient.
Your blood pressure has improved. This is down about, I'd say, 5 points, okay, with the addition of the spironolactone. But it's still not at goal. I got to get you below 130. Okay.
Therrington commutes from Durham to work at this clinic. She says she's privileged to serve here.
I wouldn't drive almost 3 hours a day round trip if I didn't believe in the patients, the mission, the community. And I think there's a greater need. I could easily say, you know what, this is too much for me. I'm very tired. Mm-hmm. But the picture and the need is bigger than me.
The clinic staff is like family. And like a lot of families, you stick together when times get tough. And times are tough now. Cosmos George is a retired doctor living in Warren County. He sits on the Warren County Free Clinic Board.
We have seen a gradual decrease in the amount of funding that we get, and currently some of those are no longer available. The state funding no longer available. A large source of our volunteer physicians are no longer available.
Okay.
The state of free clinics has been in flux for the past 2 years. Jason Basden is executive director of the North Carolina Association of Free Clinics. He says some funding streams have dried up. At the same time, the Federal Affordable Care Act promised an expansion of Medicaid.
Free clinics are kind of trying to figure out where they are going to remain and what they're going to look like in light of all of that.
Basden says some free clinics are preparing to become a hybrid clinic model where they remain a free clinic, 501c3 organization, and create a second nonprofit that would serve Medicaid patients. But in North Carolina, Governor Pat McCrory and the state's Republican-led legislature decided to turn down federal funding to expand Medicaid. Adam Searing says that will leave 500,000 people without health care. Searing heads the Health Access Coalition at the North Carolina Justice Center. He wants rural communities, clinics, and hospitals to fight the state for the federal money it turned down, because he says no matter how many grants clinics get elsewhere, they will never be enough.
You know, I think it is a noble and valiant effort on the part of all the safety net organizations to address enormous moral inequity in our society of people who desperately need health care.
Searing says reports show even if you combine all the work and resources of safety net health groups in the state, you're still only meeting 25% of the need.
It's like putting 10 fingers in a dike, you know, as it's crumbling around you. It is not enough. To address the needs in these counties.
The lab is quiet here.
It's quiet. It is quiet.
Mary Somerville is the executive director and co-founder of the Warren County Free Clinic. She's showing me all the thousands of patient folders that have now been digitized and the room that used to serve as a lab, but not anymore because of funding.
They say you don't miss your water until your well run dry. And I think they see now that there was a chance that well was actually drying up. And when people come in there and they make donations, you know, the first thing they say, we can't let this place close.
The Warren County Free Clinic recently held its first radiothon, public radio style. There was even a spaghetti dinner at a local church. Somerville says every little bit counts. That's why she keeps a box at the front desk for donations. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.